We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
As it should always be, the foundlings are the future. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is that Mandalorian? Is that your plan this weekend prior to Sunday?
It's only one episode a week.
Oh, my next question. If they drop a whole season or no. It's just... Oh, you get a, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, if we had the Weiner line still, I'd whine about these shows that still only do one episode a week, like The Right Stuff is doing.
I don't like that. Yeah.
You know, The Great British Baking Show's new season.
Yeah.
We are not watching it, so we can save it to binge it.
Interesting.
And I might do the same with The Mandalorian. I don't know what to do. I don't want to watch one episode.
I thought, honestly, what am I,
in the 80s?
It's very funny. I honestly thought that this was now standard procedure, like the Schmetflix shows. When that stuff shows up, it's
they
a full
a season.
Yeah. Like it was like The Crown, I think. They come out with a full season and you just binge watch it. I don't like once a week. This is why I waited 20 years to watch Sopranos. If I'm really gripped by something, I want the very next episode. Or if it's something like Schitt's Creek, it's really funny. Roll me right to the next episode.
It leads to the always interesting question. If you could binge a football season, how fast do you think you'd get through it? Bills season, you know?
Yeah.
You'd watch each game, and if you could watch the Patriots and then immediately press next episode and it's Bills Seahawks
16 games
and you binge that next episode Bills Cardinals, you know,
I could fast forward through blowouts, right?
Sure, I guess. Yeah,
like I watched back the Patriots Niners game the other day, but by the time they pulled Cam, like the end of the fourth quarter, I didn't watch the fourth quarter, but I got through that game in like a half hour, I think, tops. It's pretty fast. I mean, you fast forward between plays and you fast forward between commercials and the end of the quarter breaks, you can zip through it pretty good. I don't know, dozen hours, maybe more, an hour a game max.
No, you have to watch the 3 hours. You're still watching. Like
you're fast. I thought you meant fast forwarding and able to go through the commercials and
we're not watching the cut down version.
You're watching
the show.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
The show is 3 hours.
I couldn't handle a full season in one sitting. I would.
That'd be like, you know, a couple days.
I'd go crazy.
17 weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch. Yeah. I wouldn't want to watch a binge a full season.
All right, let's get to SCAF. Got to find out the games we're watching. I haven't gone to the 506 Sports.
Oh,
yet.
By the way, I figured you did that this week.
I haven't done that yet.
You want me to do it?
I might have done it, and the map wasn't up. Ian Eagle, by the way, was a great interview yesterday.
He awesome. Good. I'm glad. He's such a great guy.
And you missed a lot of talk about Syracuse University, which is always good.
I wouldn't have booked him if I remembered that.
Yeah. His son went to Syracuse. His daughter is at Syracuse.
Son is like doing big time play-by-play now.
The Clippers, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, yep. I've always loved Ian. He's a good guy.
So 506, here's what we get. Of course, we get Bills Patriots. Most of the country gets Pittsburgh Baltimore, but it's not a super
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because the West is getting – a good chunk's getting Chargers Denver.
In the late
Midwest
game,
is getting Kansas City. I would have thought Pittsburgh Baltimore would have been most of the country.
Yeah. The Fox early game for us is Rams-Dolphins, so you can flip over and watch Tua against the Rams.
That's two good games I won't be able to see.
And then the Fox late game, I want to say I'm disappointed.
What the heck are they doing? You have got to be freaking kidding me. Who programs this crap?
Why? It's not a bad game.
We should be getting San Francisco-Seattle.
Well, you know, it's not that bad.
It's bad. That's dumb.
It's Bears-Saints.
That is dumb. More than half the country is getting Bears Saints.
4-2 against 5-2.
You got to go to Colorado to find the first state outside of, what the hell is that, New Hampshire? Who the hell's getting San Francisco, Seattle, and New England?
Big.
What is that,
big,
Vermont?
It's Tyler Lockett is huge in Burlington, Vermont.
Seriously, yeah, it's why. Vermont. It's part of upstate New York, northern New York. Vermont. What the hell is next to Vermont? Connecticut?
Hartford's getting it. How does Hartford get San Francisco, Seattle, and we don't? Norfolk,
the
Virginia gets it.
The Bills are playing
it.
Seattle next. Why are you giving us New Orleans, Chicago? I'm sorry.
Oh, your geography
I was,
so
I'm
bad.
Angry. I swear to God, I just said to Brayton in the break, did I tell you? I actually wrote a note, DVR San Francisco, Seattle game, because I'll be busy writing a column and doing postgame stuff. Bear Saints? Screw that.
I just got to know why Norfolk, Virginia gets
oh, my God,
San
I missed that.
Seattle.
You're right. That's so funny. There's a little purple blurb down there.
Do you guys
there.
Want SCAF open, or are we just already in
Western
SCAF?
New England. Western Massachusetts is getting San Francisco, Seattle. Why? Why Western Massachusetts and not the rest of the state?
Jimmy G.
Boston's on the west?
No, Boston's in the east.
So what the hell? Right, Boston's on the east. It's near the water.
Boston's on the ocean.
Why are they getting New Orleans and Chicago, and Western Massachusetts is getting this game?
All right, let's get to those games. It's SCAF time.
Sorry.
Football. Super, super, great, great American football Friday frenzy.
Totally angry now.
Now,
stupid game.
Allow me one thing really quickly. I got a text about the Great British Baking Show. Mm-hmm. Texter writes in, Paul Hollywood is way less threatening than season one or two. Time for him to go. I will not stand for slander of Paul Hollywood on this show. No, sir. No.
I have no idea what you're talking
we
about.
We do not. Not on this show.
I almost watched it.
Great British Baking Show?
Yeah, I was going through Netflix the other day, and I was scrolling through stuff. I'm like, you know, Jeremy raves about this show. I should probably watch it. I didn't.
I should probably watch some of the other cooking shows if I like that. If, you know. Anyway, all right, on to SCAF and the games. Let's do the game that makes Howard the maddest right now. Saints Bears, you're really upset about this.
Well, I wanted to see San Francisco Seattle. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chicago and the Saints. I think both of these teams are flawed / cooked. Like, have a good season. I don't consider either of you contenders.
No, I don't either. And I'm more skeptical about the Bears than I am about the Saints, only because they got Breeze. But New Orleans hasn't looked New Orleans-like. And it looks like Tampa Bay would be the favorite in that division. So I'm with you. I wouldn't expect either team. They may both make the playoffs. I wouldn't expect noise from either team in the playoffs.
It's a rematch of the NFC Championship game between these two teams in 2011.
Oh.
Right? When the Saints went on to win the Super Bowl. They beat the Colts that year.
All right.
So anyway, that was a Jay Cutler game in Chicago,
I think. It's funny. I would have guessed like Rex Grossman's in my head for some reason, but you're probably right about Jay Cutler.
Maybe it wasn't an NFC Championship. Maybe it was just a playoff game. Anyway. All right, some other games. Biggest spread on the board, Jets and Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City has allowed 20 points or fewer in 6 of their last 7 games, and I wouldn't imagine the Jets are going to score too many unless it's, you know, all garbage points. But the Chiefs are big favorites. They open at 20. I think I saw it move down into the high teens.
I saw 19.5 yesterday.
Okay.
Who would you bet?
Chiefs.
Give the points?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the Jets can get 19 points.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I think you're pretty safe. I don't think it'll be like a, you know, 40-0, but I can't see the Jets getting 19.
They did switch up their play caller, and they got things going a little better against the Bills.
Yeah, their first half was better offensively for them.
Here's a game that I think would be a fun one to watch if it were at a different time. Titans-Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals,
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit here and bang the drum for the Bengals.
They are worth watching.
Yes, they're 100% worth watching.
I wish I would have seen that game against Cleveland last week.
They've only been beaten by more than one score once.
Yeah.
Baltimore blew them out. Other than that, a 3-point loss in their opener to the Chargers. Since then, their point totals are 30, 23, 25, 27, 34.
Yeah.
And they're 1-5-1. And Tennessee gives up points. So from a fantasy standpoint, if I've got Bengals and Titans in my lineup, I think I might be into that. You might see another game with both teams in the 30s here.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans are good. The Bengals offensively are good and fun.
Yeah.
And I'm loving Burrow. I think there's a lot to like about him. And, yeah, Bengals-Titans. I think it's a great game, even though the Titans are 5-1. Cincinnati's going to be an annoying loss for some teams down the stretch, I think.
Sure. You know what? They should have, would have, could have. I mean, if Baker Mayfield doesn't have the game of his career so far, would he complete like 22 straight or something?
Yeah.
The Bengals kept answering back, and they were up with, what, 2 minutes to go or something in that game? They probably should have beat Cleveland. I wish the Bills were a late game, actually. The 1 o'clock lineup, I think there are a number of games worth watching for various reasons. That's one of them. I think I would watch Jets-Kansas City just to watch the train wreck. But you'll get the Vegas game, I think, is interesting, too. And Pittsburgh-Baltimore's at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm getting ahead.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a good lineup. It's a good early lineup.
Titans-Bengals. Yeah, you've got teams over 500 or at 500 playing each other. Raiders-Browns. Yeah. Feels like a big one for the Raiders here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Browns are 5-2, and I don't know that people really believe in them that much at all. But they have one of the easiest schedules left, the Browns do. This might be one of their tougher games on the schedule for the rest of the season. So
I think for the Raiders, it feels like their season is teetering on the brink at this point.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. They have losses the Raiders do to good teams. I mean, yep. They do have what looks like a bad loss to New England now. But they have a win over the Chiefs. They lost to the Bills in a game where they were pretty banged up, and that was a close one. I think the Raiders are better. But if the Browns find a way to win this, that's 6-2.
Yeah.
And granted, their division is tough. The rest of their schedule is not. And you might see the Browns actually kind of not quite cruise into the playoffs, but 6-2 is a good chance to get into one of those seven spots.
Well, I was going to bring up the Browns, but it sounds like their schedule is favorable enough that they won't slip backwards. But you could look at this. If you're Vegas, you're 3-3. You're not winning your division. You got to go wild card route. You get a little bump here with the extra one this year. And it could be the AFC East is a one-bid league. So, you know, you might have to beat out Cleveland or Indianapolis, maybe Indianapolis. So I do think the Raiders are up against it. They're probably in a spot. But three teams from the North could make it, right? So that's going to leave one other wild card spot for the rest of the conference. So if you're Vegas, you got to get ahead of Indianapolis at this point, at the very least.
Yep. Indianapolis plays Detroit. Now,
that's a toughie.
The Lions were our Lions coming into the year.
Yeah.
They have two horrific blown game losses, and they're 3-3.
Yeah.
So
despite Matt Patricia.
Maybe don't sleep on the Lions.
No, I think they're good, Jeremy, but I think the question was whether they can get a lead, but the question was could they ever actually put a game away in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
And it was coming back to haunt them. Well, they're looking a little better. They've thrust themselves back in the wild card race in the NFC. Good for them. I think they're talented.
Just keep handing the ball to DeAndre Swift, if you don't mind.
I take it. Yes, he's on your – yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got some
Kenny Galladay. Don't you want to throw to Galladay?
I've got a little bit of stock in Galladay. I've got a little more in Swift. And
gotcha.
For a dynasty, yeah, he's dynasty instead of standard league.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, moving on for more 1 o'clock games. Vikings-Packers. Matthew Collar in Minnesota. Is he firing up the tank? It's the Howard Simon show tree is what it is. You know, people branch off and the Howard Simon coaching tree.
Uh-huh.
So what Matthew is doing on Twitter, yes, they are not quite leading the tank, but what he started to do is the college quarterback watch.
Yes.
The
right,
hashtag they're using is skull searching, skull for the Vikings. And they're basically scouting quarterbacks to draft at the top of next year's draft.
That's funny.
And unfortunately for Vikings fans that want to trade, Adam Thielen and who's the other guy? Harrison
Phillips. Harrison Smith. Harrison Phillips.
Thank
Harrison
you.
Smith.
Maybe they're
safety.
Talking about wanting to trade him as
he's
well.
Good. He's good.
He's good value.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a win, it's too late. Mm. You're not in control anymore. The Jets have control, and if they're smart, they should finish the job. Anyway,
did you say Collar is reaching out to listeners to each week evaluate quarterbacks? We've never lived that life before, have we?
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Vikings-Packers, that's a 1 o'clock game in Green Bay. The Vikings have lost three straight to the Packers. It would likely go to four.
I would expect it, yes.
Rams-Dolphins, the Fox game, the other game you can watch while the Bills are on is a 1 o'clock game. Tua Tagovailoa, his NFL debut, the Rams, 5-2. And, you know, Sneaky Joe mentioned something yesterday, and then I watched Colin Cowherd make the same point, and I hadn't thought of it as a potential thing that could happen, but here we are. So, there's some speculation that the Dolphins might be playing Tua for no other reason than to find out if he's good, because if he's not
good. The draft picks, that's right.
They have Houston's and their own.
Yeah, that's right.
And they would be bad.
Yeah.
And then they would have, like, what, the third and the eighth pick, and they would try to move heaven and earth.
Houston's 1-6. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
But what's the lesson?
Huh.
If you have a win, it's too late.
Oh, Miami's 3-3. Yeah, their in would be Houston, and they'd still need help, right?
But they would have the two picks if they wanted to make moves.
Yeah.
So the idea would be, let's see if Tua is worth going forward with.
Interesting, yeah. If the Bills weren't playing, I'd watch just to see how Tua looks. I think, you know, that's a good view. I mean, just to see how the kid looks against a good Rams team, by the way.
I'd like to see it as well, yeah. I mean, the Dolphins offense has some nice pieces.
Hey, they're 3-3.
They're okay.
They're hanging around the wild card race.
Yep. 4 o'clock games. Mentioned Saints-Bears. You've got Niners-Seahawks. San Francisco sitting at 4-3. I mean, this game is maybe important for them. Yep. The NFC West is strong. You're in last place at 4-3. I mean, that's a testament to the, you know, it's they might want to merge the NFC East and West and have one good division.
I don't think there'd be anybody from the East in the division that's
good.
No,
there wouldn't.
You could be looking at, boy, Jeremy, I mean, I'm trying to think if the Bears and Saints would both, is it possible one division could get three wild card berths? I doubt it.
Yes. No, it's very possible.
Really? They wouldn't knock each other off to an extent that you'd screw one team over?
Now that there's an additional wild card spot.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It's almost even likely.
Wouldn't that be amazing if the entire West made the playoffs? Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not all four.
I meant all four.
I thought you meant two wild cards.
No. I could see two for sure.
Yeah.
But the last place team in the West would have to beat out the Saints and the Bears at this point.
Well, what you'll definitely have is the last place team in the West will finish with a better record than the NFC East champion.
Oh, gosh,
I think you can count on that.
Yeah. Oh, my. Look. Well, the Niners, I think, would have a 2.5 game lead on the Eagles right now.
Yeah. So that's Niners and Seahawks in the 4 o'clock window. The primetime games... I don't know. Sorry.
Dallas, Philly, Sunday night.
No, there's a very weird thing at NFL.com. They're not ranked in order. I've skipped a few games.
Oh,
like
all right.
Steelers-Ravens is 1 o'clock, and for some reason it's at the bottom of the page on the NFL's website. Steelers-Ravens. How about that? Big one.
Yeah, I think that game's worth watching. Huge
game.
Yeah.
But the reality is, like, this is where it gets to regular season football. It's a big one only for, like, style points. Both teams are going to make the playoffs.
They're both making the playoffs.
Sure. For the division. For a first-round bye.
The rivalry,
all that. But, you know, they'll probably meet again. And whoever wins that one is obviously it's much more important. Actually, they'll probably meet two more times if they haven't played yet, which they haven't. Steelers-Ravens, that's a 1 o'clock game. 4 o'clock, Chargers 2-4, Broncos 2-4. One of these teams about to be cooked. The other will stay alive in the postseason race to try and get the seventh spot. By getting to 3-4, even then, you're kind of climbing up.
It's a tough road for either one of them, yeah.
Yeah. That's in Denver. The primetime games are brutal. You have...
You're not really pumped for the Sunday night game?
No, to quote Craig Revee, brutal.
Come on, wait a minute. You're talking the NFL
Eagles.
Debut of Ben DiNucci, his first ever start in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's too bad you said his name because I was just going to ask you. I don't even know what the guy's name is. I already forgot it.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci. I had to look it up. I asked Brayton in the break because I knew I had seen the story earlier this week that, Ben DiNucci, sure. Who the heck is Ben DiNucci? He was the 7th-round draft pick out of James Madison University.
Gotcha.
So he's Ben DiNucci. So you're going to miss Ben DiNucci against Carson Wentz?
I might miss that.
I don't know how you have a sports show. All right.
And then you have another opportunity for Tom Terrific to get the coverage he deserves and the Bucs deserve. By the way, Scott Pianowski said with us yesterday he thinks the Bucs have the best defense in the NFL.
They're very good defensively. Nobody talks about their defense. It's phenomenal.
I just told you, Scott Pianowski did.
Okay, you're right. So, you know, the sad thing is, you know what Monday night's going to be? If the Bills beat New England, these guys, they're going to be talking about how dead they are without the Brady and how Brady's here and look what happened in New England. Oh, my, it'll be a Brady love fest.
Yeah, and that's kind of enjoyable. By the way, quick correction. So the Saints won the Super Bowl in 2010. They beat Minnesota on the way to doing that. They lost to the Bears. The Bears went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Colts.
Was that the Bountygate game? Were they Favre, the 2010 game? Right? Yeah. They would have knocked Favre silly in that game.
You know what? Dave texted in with all the Saints and Vikings info. I'm not going to say it if I don't know. Dave knows the answer.
I think it was.
I'll give you Dave's number.
I'll get a hold of him. Yeah, I'll text
call
him.
Call Dave. Thank you, Dave, for the correction. Yeah. I know they played once, and the Bears won that game, I guess. And that's when they lost to?
They lost to the Colts in the Super Bowl. The Bears.
Yes.
Yeah. The Colts beat the Saints. The Bears lost to the Colts. In whichever order it was for Super Bowls. Right? Yeah. Lovie Smith was coaching the Bears. They lost to Peyton Manning. That is Scaff. Sean McDermott is going to join us when Football Friday continues. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Are you the biggest Bills fan? Tweet us your video at WGR550. Use the hashtag community of Bills fans to be M&T's Bills Fan of the Week. M&T Bank, the official bank of the Buffalo Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. By Kaleida Health, wear a mask, save a life. By Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Salino Law, car crash? Call Salino, 888-2020. And by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott is on our Western Hotline. We'll get right to it. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good Friday morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Some injury stuff to get through. Your report will come out later today, and do you anticipate anyone being ruled out on today's report?
Yeah, Ford, Cody Ford, and Josh Norman are the ones that I can share at this point.
Is Ford making some kind of progress from what you could tell, Sean?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's really working hard in the training room, and we'll see what things hold for him over the next few weeks here.
With Norman out, will you guys be activating Levi Wallace this week for this game?
Yeah, we'll see. I just think, again, all those conversations fall in the we'll see category right now until we know a little bit more after practice today.
If for some reason he isn't and Dane Jackson has to start, which he did last week, can you evaluate what you saw from him in his first start?
I thought Dane really did a good job just in terms of being ready in the preparation leading up to the game. And obviously that didn't just start last week. That had been building for the last few months as he joined us for training camp. And then the way he performed was really, he did his job and the other people around him did their job. And that's the result of what you saw.
Hey, in your will see category, what about Feliciano? Is he expected to play Sunday?
Again, we'll see. Just see how today looks and how pieces come together with other guys' injuries and whatnot.
If you get Feliciano back, or when you get Feliciano back, what do you think he will bring to the offensive line when he's back on the field?
Well, we've got a lot of confidence in John. Having said that, he hasn't played, so you know this will. Whenever he does play, it'll be his first action, and so we've got to manage expectations there. John brings, you know, just personality wise, John brings aggressiveness and some identity to our offensive line when he plays, and he brings position flexibility as well.
Two-part question on Matt Milano, Sean. How has he been coming back off the injury on, you know, the limited snap count, and do you feel he is ready for a heavier workload?
He's really done some good things. It's a week-to-week deal here, and we'll just continue to manage it as he moves forward. And certainly the better he feels, the more he'll play.
And a couple other guys. John Brown. Everything seems to be trending in the right direction for him. So if he is back on the field Sunday and he is back to full health, it sure looked like the offense was hurt by his absence a couple games and the game where he was limited. What do you get if he's back healthy Sunday?
Well, I mean, John brings some good things to our offense. He's a key contributor, and he's been that for the better part of a year and a half now. We'll see what holds weekend and see how his health is as we finish off this week here.
I think the only other guy to bring up would be Micah Hyde, who has not been practicing. If you don't have his services on Sunday, can you just talk a little bit about that possible impact and the role he plays at the back end of your defense as one of your leaders?
Yeah, I mean, our defense, he's a key cog on our defense in a lot of ways. Micah is, and we count on him for a ton, and so guys are going to have to really step up their game.
Sean, this is, I know you've talked this week about it's the next game on the schedule, but a lot of folks, and myself included, would say there's a bigger significance to playing New England, that if you're going to beat the division, you got to slay the giant. Wouldn't you agree there is something of an added significance because it is New England and they have owned this division for 20 years?
Yeah, and I appreciate where you're coming from on that question, and I can certainly understand why you feel that way. You know, in the performance business, you know, we've got to continue to focus one week at a time and respecting every opponent and putting in the preparation and the work that we've got to put in here to play a good quality football game on our side of the ball here.
As a coach, would you be worried if your players put some extra significance into one out of 16 games? Is that one of the reasons why you might kind of downplay it a little bit?
Well, I just think for those of us that have been through a season, it's seasons are long and they ebb and flow, and it's a grind. So you got to stay mentally consistent as well as physically consistent through the course of a season. We move here.
You're very familiar with Cam Newton from your time in Carolina. The whole time you were around him, what did you learn about Cam Newton? Whether it's his football ability, whether it's what you saw off the field, in the rooms, all that stuff. What did you learn? You know, having that kind of exposure, that close exposure to Cam Newton.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start off the field first. Enjoyable young man to be around. Certainly, you know, lives a lot of his life, or did back then for sure, and it seems like now as well in the spotlight. And thought he handled that well, which is hard to do. And so I've got a respect for him there. He's always good to me and my family. And then on the field, you know, he's a former MVP of the league, and for good reason, really good football player.
When you go up against him specifically, well, I'll ask you about their running game, I guess. But with his legs, Sean, what do you tell your pass rushers in a game like this? I mean, you always want your pass rushers to, if not get to the quarterback, affect the quarterback. But when you have a guy like that, or Mahomes, or Josh Allen, do you tell your guys to rush to contain, or what would be your message to them?
Well, without giving too much away strategically here, it's just you've got to be aggressive. We all have a job to do at the end of the day, and when you've got a quarterback that can move and is strong like Cam, you for sure need to be aware of it and have the right plan going into the game.
You look at their team on offense right now, Sean, and factor in the Edelman injury situation, but they're certainly better at running the ball statistically than passing the ball. Fair to say your first priority, including Cam Newton, is to make sure they don't have a big day running the football Sunday and maybe taking into account the weather?
Well, we want to be balanced. We take all those things into consideration, to your point, Howard. We want to be balanced in our approach and play a good football game on our side and control the things we got to control. There's a lot we can improve on from last week, as we all are aware, and that's where our focus lies right now.
A couple more things for you. They're their defense. Actually, I'll ask you about Bill Belichick, Sean, because you were asked about him on the Zoom call earlier this week. And, you know, I think the question was something about how much do you study as another head coach, as a defensive coordinator by trade, how much you study a guy like Belichick. What? And you said you did. Everybody should study Belichick. What have you learned studying Bill Belichick over the years, whether it's defensive stuff or, you know, how to be a head coach in the league?
Well, I just think the thing that stands out probably the most is his consistency, and what he's been able to do year after year, I think that speaks for itself. When you just on the outside, when you look at the record, and I'm sure on the inside when you watch him, you know, going through his day-to-day business.
His defense, their defense, it's down a little bit this year. It doesn't look to be as dominant as the unit was last year that you guys faced. And I'm just curious, when you look at the 2020 version of the Patriots defense, they lost a lot of guys, whether it was opt-outs or free agency. What do you see specifically watching this year's Patriots defense? Is there anything that stands out on the tape?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defense. Don't let anybody fool you. I know the media tries to drive the narrative in that regard, and they're driving it probably too. At the end of the day, they know they're a good defense. They played at a high level. So things happen during a season to every team, not just their team, but to every team. Injuries, opt-outs. I'm not a team in the league that hasn't happened to through 7 weeks here. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us. They're just defending AFC East champs for years. And so, you know, again, we've got to continue to grow as a football team and take it one game at a time here.
What do you think they do particularly well, the defensive unit?
Well, they do a good job with their man coverage. They do a good job changing it up you know, mixing things up with their zero blitzes and so on and so forth. So they're very veteran in the back end with their communication and execution, and a lot of respect for those guys really at all levels of the defense.
Well, good luck on Sunday. Don't know that the weather will be that great, but hopefully things will go well. And good luck on Sunday against the Patriots. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Howard. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Sean, have a nice weekend. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, joining us on the Wester Hotline. We will get to Extendo Sports in a moment. Football Friday continues. WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Quick thing for you from the world of football and throughout sports. Drew McGarry spoke with Al Michaels, did a profile on Al Michaels in The Defector. It's a website now. A lot of people from Deadspin went over to The Defector. So one of the stories in here that Michaels tells is about Mike Martz that I found very interesting. Former Rams coach. You remember him?
Yeah. Yep. Greatest show on turf.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So Dick Vermeil told Al, who – Al Michaels, apparently a Rams fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, he's from Southern California, I think.
Yeah. He told him that former Rams coach Mike Martz used to burn both of his challenges every game on purpose.
Huh.
Quoting Vermeil, he would challenge two plays in the first 4 minutes of the game to get rid of the challenges. He didn't want to be burdened. He didn't he wanted to think about his offensive game plan.
Wow.
So it's just so funny, like how football, the job of a head coach has a lot to it. And Mike Martz is a guy that would have been labeled genius. This guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And part of his genius was like, oh, I don't want the ability to get calls correct.
Yeah, what does he do? Because he didn't want to worry about that decision?
Yep.
Because it would take away his focus from his game plan?
He wanted to eliminate it from his mind.
Yikes.
I don't want the challenges.
Well, just you've got 75 people on every coaching staff. Have a guy whose job it is to decide whether to challenge.
You would think.
Man, that's crazy. Well, he was I feel like he was a little bit off the wall.
You got snow in Amherst?
Trace. Yeah, I mean, there is white substance falling from the sky. Let's just put it that way.
All right, we got nothing in North Buffalo.
It's still snow.
It's not. I mean, it's very, very. I don't even know if Trace. What's below Trace?
It was 81 a week ago.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. It's not flurry. Trace is below flurry. What's the descending order of snow?
You were saying below a trace.
Below a trace. What would be below a trace?
Okay, ready? A whisper.
Oh.
There's a whisper of snow.
Okay, you know what?
2 minute warning.
I'm going to go with whisper of snow.
Okay.
I mean, there's definitely stuff coming down, but it's so light. It's not sticking. It's not heavy. I mean, you can see everything outside. Just there's little white flakes every now and then. So whisper. A couple things. Let's see. What did I want to tell you? Julian Edelman. Bill Belichick is speaking to the New England media. At least he was during the break. I don't know if he's concluded. He confirmed a surgical procedure for Julian Edelman. Schefter reported at first yesterday, guys? I'm trying to remember. So Edelman did have a knee surgery, so he's not playing Sunday against the Bills. However, Belichick said he doesn't think it's season-ending. Belichick was also asked if Sunday would determine the Patriots' approach to the trade deadline Tuesday. Quote, no, I don't think so. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe was on with you guys yesterday, said, not a quote, his point after that tweet was, win or lose, he thinks the Patriots should think rebuild and think long term.
I just want the post-game press conference Belichick to be like, hey, coach, what happened in the game today?
Last minute of play in the show.
Ready for it? He goes, we're on to the trade deadline.
Not the next team, right?
No.
We're on to Tuesday.
We're on to Tuesday.
We're evaluating every possible scenario.
Days off!
No playoff berth! Hey, don't forget, daylight saving time tomorrow night. Okay? Fall back, okay. Fall back. Move your clock back an hour. You get an extra hour to sleep in before your pregame show Sunday. So that's
okay.
A good thing. Yeah,
I'll use it.
That's a good thing. What else?
Happy Halloween to everybody.
Oh, my goodness. It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah. It's not a normal Halloween,
of course. No, it is not. Is anybody trick-or-treating?
Happy Halloween.
Did you get candy? Should we even buy any?
No, we don't have any candy.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going out, right?
The main reason I don't want to have candy is because I'll eat a ton of it.
Well, actually,
I don't want to do that.
That's the main reason we get candy.
Yeah, I don't want it. I mean, Don't get me wrong. I want it, but I don't.
Instigators coming up next. Everybody have a good weekend and join us for Football Monday morning at 6.
Today's Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.